Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Thursday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've been having a good old show so far. We talked about the upcoming Thursday night football matchup between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. They're going to kick off in about an hour from now. New England Patriots are trying to go on an 8-game winning streak. We'll see if they do it against the Jets. They should be able to do it against the Jets. The Jets suck. In about an hour from now, we're also going to find out who won the American League and National League MVP. Go ahead and get the award all warmed up and shined up for Shohei Ohtani in the National League. The title race, who's going to win it in the American League between Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge? We'll find out tonight. You don't have to wait too long. Hey, we just found out that Steph Curry, no longer a member of the Under Armour brand. Under Armour and Steph Curry, well, they're separating. Apparently, this is my conclusion. Ain't nobody buying no Steph Curry shoes. I think most people like Steph Curry. Nice guy, cool dude, great guy. People haven't bought his shoes in 10 years. And who's buying Under Armour shoes? Nobody. Come on now. I think those days have come and gone. Under Armour Adidas have jumped them, especially in the basketball space. Adidas, New Balance. Yeah, I think they all jumped Under Armour. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with John McMullen. He covers all things Philadelphia Eagles for SI. Yeah, things were real busy in Eagles land yesterday. A.J. Brown still complaining about his role. Nick Sirianni tired of responding about his role. And we're going to get the latest with John McMullen in about 20 minutes. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call up. You can ask me a question. I don't care if you're in Birmingham, Baltimore, the Bahamas, or Boston. You can call me anytime. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm in a city that starts with A. I am in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, yeah, the business of sports is real interesting. Kind of wild news. Steph Curry, Under Armour breaking up after 13 years. Not something you'd expect. You'd think that they'd be bosom buddies for much longer. But, now Steph Curry can do what he wants with the Curry brand. He can move on. Not like there was money coming in from Under Armour, but I digress. Speaking of business and money, we know the NFL is all about business. The NFL is always about making money. But the NFL is is doing a couple of things. They did some notable things today in regards to money and image and trying to control things the best way that they can. Here, let me tell you about the first way. Betting. Gambling. Yeah, it's commonplace now. Whether you're going to watch Thursday night football or listen to Thursday night football, or you're watching the slate of games on Sunday, or you're checking in on Monday night, they're gambling ads all over the place. The NFL is like every other league in America, which we've now caught up to the rest of the world, where if I can get a slice of the pie by, teaming up and getting some cash from gambling and prop bets, the DraftKings, the BetMGMs of the world, then I most certainly will do so. But then at the same time in the world of sports, we've heard about all the issues about players who are just gambling their life away. We got players who are throwing pitches to help their friends. We got NFL players sitting in locker rooms deciding to make bets on other teams. We got players who are getting banned. We have college athletes who are getting the boot. All these sports are trying to uphold their integrity. The NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, none of them want to be looked upon as the WWE. Because if we got enough guys cheating, if we got enough guys that aren't playing hard, we got enough guys trying to throw the game, then the integrity of the game is done. And people start shrugging their shoulders. Why do I want to show up and root for anything? Why do I invest? Why do I want to be a fan? Why do I want to be a customer of something that's fake? We haven't reached that point, but that's the ultimate fear of every league. They can make billions of dollars off of gambling, but they don't need rogue referees or rogue players screwing things over. Could you imagine if we had a Black Sox scandal here in 2025, 2026? Could you imagine if we had an outside entity trying to bribe a player or bribe a team to determine an outcome of an NBA Finals or a Super Bowl? We might get it. It's more than likely going to happen one day sooner than later. And so today we learned that on the heels of guys like Emmanuel Clase being arrested, star closer for the Cleveland Guardians for, throwing pitches that, he tried to make sure his buddies could make money on. The NFL is just like, we have to make sure that we don't get got. A matter of fact, speaking of Emmanuel Clase, he got arrested today at JFK Airport. He was in the Dominican Republic. He was coming back to the United States of America. And let's just say he landed back on American soil and they put him in cuffs. Listen to this report from WKYC in Cleveland.
Yeah, Danita certainly is. And as far as we knew, just the other day, Clase had not even been in custody. Now, today, he is set to be arraigned. And Clase is accused of bringing in fellow Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz into a gambling scandal where the two were betting on their own individual pitches and letting others know what they'd be throwing. Prosecutors say the investigation started with Clase back in May of 2023. Both Clase and Ortiz have been on non-disciplinary paid leave since July when the MLB began their own investigation. Per the indictment, both pitchers would receive anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 per wager. In some cases, Clase would even send his own money in to be placed on his own pitches. Ortiz pleaded not guilty to federal charges including wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to influence sporting contests by bribery. A judge released him on a $500,000 bond and ordered him to GPS monitoring, surrender his passport, and avoid anybody tied to the case. He is due back in court on November 19th. And once again, Clase is set to be arraigned today in the same courthouse that Ortiz was at earlier this week. And once again, Ortiz did plead not guilty.
Yeah, you can't do that. Well, not plead not guilty. You can't sit around going, there's a bet that I'll throw a first pitch fastball. I'm going to bet on that. You can't do that. You're going to end up in prison. He very well might end up in prison. This is an all-star caliber player. And I mean, that doesn't take away from anything. He could be a bum, but he's been one of the top closers in baseball. His ERA was almost zero a couple of years ago. And he's over here kind of gambling away his life to make a couple $1,000s. He was in the midst of a $20 million contract. What are you doing? And so in lieu of this, and NCAA players being banned, and NBA players being investigated, we got Chauncey Billups being arrested for poker games, the NFL said, no. The NFL actually released and put out a memo today. They're letting the league and teams know that they're trying to limit what you can bet on in the NFL. They're trying to change some prop bets. So, for instance, they want to make sure that you can't gamble on whether or not a kicker is going to miss a field goal. You want to know why? It's very simple. Because a kicker can go out there and miss a kick on purpose. Okay? They don't want no kicker kicking the ball the wrong damn way and getting himself paid. Okay? The NFL doesn't want you or any of their players. They don't want anybody to have the ability to bet on an injury. Is a guy going to make it through the game? Is a guy going to make it out of a game? They don't want that because it's easy for a dude to just say, yeah, if I get hurt, this guy gets paid. All I got to do is fake an injury. So the NFL is trying to limit what you can bet on. Can you still bet on certain things? How many yards a guy's going to have? How many receiving yards? Yeah, you can. You certainly can. But the NFL is trying to eliminate the easy ones where a guy can say, oh, well, bet the under on me. I'm not going to have, five rebounds tonight because my back hurts. And so I'm automatically going to exit the game, and now everybody gets paid. Listen, we're going to have more, I don't want to call it tragedy, we're going to have more controversy when it comes down to betting. It's never going to go anywhere. It has never left. The only difference is it's in everybody's face now. It's not under the table. It's not banned in certain regards. It's all in your face. But there's going to be another. Whether it's a referee like Tim Donaghy, you know, whether we have to look at an Emmanuel Clase, whether we have to go to the NBA and look at a guy riding the pine that you barely heard of named Jontay Porter. Gambling is going nowhere. The NFL could try to limit as much as it wants. It ain't going anywhere. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Kevin is here from San Antonio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, nothing much, man. I love your show and talk about the issues and stuff. The gambling is like bacteria. It will not go away. It will not go away. I'm looking at this every time I turn the TV on. It's gambling. I'm like, what? They had an issue on CBS News talking about this guy gambled and lost everything.
Yeah.
And it's really like no common sense no more. People want to get quick money, which is, other words, I use my favorite word, microwave. Everybody wanted a microwave life now.
Yeah. Well, we know gambling, it can be a vice like anything else. I mean, it is in the same cat. It's something that you can be addicted to. I mean, you could be addicted. You could be addicted to gambling. You can be addicted to drugs, alcohol. You could be addicted to sex and food. I mean, too much of anything can ruin you, Kevin. Don't matter what it is.
That's true.
Yeah. So gambling is, and it's a delicate balance. Hey, thank you, Kev, for calling from San Antonio.
Okay.
Appreciate you. Yeah, it's a tricky one, man. Phone lines are still open, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Do you think all this, the gambling messaging is gone too far? Do you think it's too much? It's not going to slow down. And here in the United States of America, we've caught up. And when I say caught up, we've gotten to a point where it's open, it's accepted. Man, I remember 30 and 35 years ago, you know, if you were watching a Premier League game or people were, you bet openly. And that's in Europe. Like, we're just late to the party because here in America, we have to be all you know, we got to be real careful and very conservative about what we do. And it's like, man, get out of here. People are doing wild stuff all the time. Just let it be up and open. And now it is. And we got players who are getting kicked in the ass for it. 888-710-4ISN. Jesse is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jesse, what's up?
Yeah, hi, JR. I listen to you basically every Thursday night. But I wanted to tell, like, tell the young gentleman who answered the phone, my brother played in the NFL in the 70s. He was with Joe Namath at the Rams in 77, and then he finished his career with the Bills. Played with O.J., Ferguson, all those guys up their backs in the whole nine yards, Bobby Chandler. But what I wanted to say was, you know, I'm not into this gambling stuff, and I'll tell you why I think it's a bad idea. When my brother was playing, he told me, he said, if you even mention gambling, I mean, even mention it, he said, you were sitting in the commissioner's office. And I think what's going to happen, it's going to take these leagues down because people are just going to walk away thinking, you know what? Like you had said in your previous segment, it's like heavyweight wrestling. And, I mean, I'm just taking it from guys, and I'm friends with a couple of guys that played in the 60s in the NFL, and they feel the same way. They said, once that gets involved and people are talking about it, like you said, all you have to do on a – you have a fourth and goal from the one to win a game, and all it takes is a tackle to move, and then you're back. And then you have fourth and six, fourth and 10, fourth and 11. And, I mean, that's all you need to do. You know, I was a holder in college. I was a quarterback holding the football for the kicker. All you have to do is slant it one side or the next. You're going to miss it. So I think they've got to really police that, and I hope they do, because I'll tell you what, you know, if we lose sports, that's a bad thing. Yeah. That's all I want to say, JR, and I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Jesse from PA. I appreciate you for calling up. Yeah, it's tough. I don't think we're going to lose sports. I just think, and let's be real, we've always had controversy in sports. We've always had guys who have been trying to get a leg up, whether or not it's performance-enhancing drugs, whether we got referees who are just trying to skew games to their own financial benefit. Now we got players who are doing so as well. I mean, come on, we had the Black Sox. That was more than 100 years ago. Like, what's changed between then and now? Nothing. Nothing except for all the gambling is out in the open. Do I think it's going to be too big? Do I think it's going to be, too large of a situation to handle? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we just got to get used to the controversy. And just wait until we have a major name, a massive name. Come on, we already had one. He just passed away. His name is Pete Rose. Wait until we have another one. 888-710-4ISN. Chris is here from Milwaukee.
Hey, JR, how's it going?
I'm good. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, man, I love you here in Milwaukee. Great show as always. Hey, I just want to say, I feel like these sports leagues, they bring it on themselves. You know, they get in bed with these gambling sites. That's all you see. Every commercial is promoting gambling this, gambling that. I mean, it's so easy. Everybody has a way to gamble right in their pocket. And these players that are not the $20 million, $50 million a year players, you know, they're looking for a way to make an easy buck. And this is it. I mean, they're not going to be, you know, the guys that are signing those huge deals. I mean, I guess sometimes that could be the case. But for the most part, you know, it's a quick, easy way to make a buck. And like you said, it's never really gone away. But right now, it's just so much in everybody's face. You can't turn on a TV or radio without seeing ads for gambling sites.
Yep, no, you're correct, and that's a good point when it comes to the contracts. You know, if we get Juan Soto out here getting popped, hey, is Juan Soto going to have a golden sombrero? You know, everybody wins, $100,000, and Juan Soto makes himself another $100,000, then that's pretty stupid. But you make an excellent point. You got guys who may only be making, I don't know, $1.5 million. He may only have a 2-3 year career, and he's looking at this going, you mean to tell me I can make $100,000 on my at bat tonight or tonight? You do have guys like Jonte Porter who might be willing to risk it all. That's an excellent point, Chris. Thank you for calling from Milwaukee, man.
No problem. Great show.
Thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to more of your calls, but right now we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's time to talk about a team that may be gambling with their ability to repeat as champions. We're going to have a chat with John McMullen from Sports Illustrated about these Philadelphia Eagles. Will they ever get it together? Will AJ Brown ever relax? and stop complaining. We'll have that conversation on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got Thursday night football starting another week of NFL action. We got the New York Jets in New England getting ready to take on the Patriots. But we did have another matchup. Earlier this week, we saw the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, they went out there and did what they do most times. The Philadelphia Eagles won. They beat the Green Bay Packers 10-7. The Eagles have a record of 7-2. They're expected to compete for another championship, maybe going back-to-back. But for whatever reason, there's still trouble in paradise. A.J. Brown not happy with his targets. He's complaining online. He's complaining on streams. He's complaining on tweets and to the media. Nick Sirianni is tired of talking about it. Jalen Hurts is tired of speaking about it. And A.J. Brown just seemingly always just kind of deflects the situation. To talk about the Eagles and whether or not this is going to be a massive distraction, how they can move forward, what we can expect the rest of the way. Joining us right now is someone who covers the team for SI. It is John McMullen. John, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't be 7-2 without some sort of distraction, right? What are all of the Eagles sick of this A.J. Brown situation?
You know, it's funny. I don't think the team is – AJ's very popular in the locker room, so I don't think that's the issue. I think, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there about numbers and things like that. And he really explained it probably the best that he has on the record on Wednesday this week, when after he was on the Twitch stream you mentioned. He was talking about the lack of success of the offense for this team, which is, you know, if you look at it on paper, it should be one of the best offenses in the NFL from a talent perspective, and it's been one of the worst offenses in the NFL, and it doesn't make a lot of sense from that perspective. So his mindset is it's about winning a championship. The expectations here, they're, you know, amazingly, with this poor offense, they're still the number one seed in the NFC heading into Sunday night's matchup with Detroit. But they're ineffective offensively, and that's the bottom line, especially the passing offense from a consistency standpoint. And if that continues, his mindset is it's going to be very difficult to go back-to-back. So, you know, they won in a very unconventional fashion last season, and they're trying to do it again. And they're very risk-averse. They're very cautious. They're very conservative. The main goal is to not turn the football over. They don't turn the football over. And when they do that, they win games. And they win games at an historic pace, but the style points aren't there.
Eagles insider John McMullen is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about the offense. What is the fan consensus right now? What is the overall feeling in Philadelphia surrounding offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo?
Yeah, I mean, that's where most of the blame, is, I would say, is put by the fan base. And that's typical, I think, of most NFL cities, because they don't want to blame the players that they support and like. So I think it's easy to take aim at the coaches. You have that. You don't have that same level of investment with the coaches. So I think that's common. You know, I've been covering this team since 2016, so before their first Super Bowl title. So this has been, you know, over two regimes, basically the best stretch of Eagles football in history. But, you know, the expectations are outrageous every year. And the presumption is that this should be the Detroit Lions offensively. And if you look at it, it has never been that. It has never been that. So I think there's this idea that at one point, and I had to go back and look, the Green Bay, last season when they won the Super Bowl, when they won 16 of 17 games en route to winning that Super Bowl, they had seven worse passing performances than they had in Green Bay. But nobody remembers that because they won the Super Bowl. I think if it happens again like that this year, it will again recede to the background. But this is not new. This team has been a poor passing team for a year and a half. And it's amazing that people haven't recognized it.
John McMullen is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Well, we know the guy throwing the football is Jalen Hurts. I know he's sometimes criticized for his lack of emotion, lack of getting the ball down the field. He is certainly asked to do different things than going out there and just chucking a football around a million times. What are your thoughts on how he is and what he is as a quarterback? He has certainly been criticized publicly by some other quarterbacks in the past, someone like Cam Newton.
Well, you know, I because I think it is unconventional. So the thought is, you know, to be a top-tier quarterback in the NFL, you have to lead a top-tier passing offense. And Jalen Hurts doesn't, but he somehow finds a way to win games on a consistent level that we haven't seen around the NFL, with the exception of Kansas City, and you haven't seen in Philadelphia ever, to the point where, you know, I don't know how many people know this, but in the Super Bowl era, the winningest coach in NFL history is John Madden. Number two is Nick Sirianni. And that sample size is getting larger and larger and larger. And this is the level the Eagles have been winning. So I think it's hard for a lot of people to compute how this team can win when they pass, when they have those games where they look so poor at times when it comes to passing efficiency. People don't like intangibles. People don't like, one of the most unique abilities I always say about Jalen Hurts, watching him each and every day at practice and each and every week, is his ability to flush plays. And by that, I mean, usually at JR, you probably, if you watch an NFL game and a quarterback doesn't have it, probably doesn't have it, and he's not going to play well that day. Jalen can play a bad first quarter. He can play a bad second quarter. He can even play a bad third quarter, and he'll make two or three plays to win a game in the fourth quarter. It's never been done before like this. So I think it's hard for people to wrap their heads around.
John McMullen covers all things Philadelphia Eagles. You know, outside of the offense, the defense is certainly going through its share of changes. The defense has gotten younger. They've adjusted and kind of put in some of the younger cornerbacks to take over, letting go some of the older dudes. What are your thoughts on how the defense has kind of rounded out and bringing in some talent, guys like Jalen Phillips, getting Brandon Graham back into the building? What are your thoughts on the defense?
Yeah, it's getting better and better. Obviously, it was the number one defense in the NFL last season. It hasn't been that because they lost a lot in the offseason. They lost Milton Williams. They lost Josh Sweat, Darius Slay, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, on and on and on. They lost big-time contributors, so it's taken them a little while. They were lights out on Monday night. I think the Phillips acquisition is going to be huge for them. They didn't really have a centerpiece to the edge pass-rushing situation. Now they do, and I think that lets everything fall into place. He hit the ground running because he had a history with Vic Fangio in Miami, so he understands what Vic wants, understands the scheme. So I think that's going to be a home run, and it certainly was week one. He played tremendously against the Packers. Now he's got a tougher matchup this week with Penei Sewell, so I don't think it's going to be quite as good this week, but he's a really good player, and I think he's going to help. And you mentioned those young corners, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, both phenomenal football players. I think that defense is just going to keep getting better and better as the season wears on.
Yeah, we see the Eagles in action next, hosting the Detroit Lions. I think they're going to have to score more than 10 points if they want to go out there and beat them. We know they just won a Super Bowl. John, we talked about it. What do you think can get these Eagles back to the championship? The Eagles will win another Super Bowl if what?
Well, if they get the number one seed, it's been in their sort of recent history. If things go through Philadelphia and Lincoln Financial Field in January, they're going to get to the Super Bowl. They did it in 2017. They did it in 2022. Last year, they didn't have the number one seed when they won it. But if they get it and they have it right now and they have an inside track because, you know, they've already beaten the Rams head-to-head. They've already beaten the Bucs head-to-head. If they beat the Lions, they've beaten the Packers. So they have all these tiebreakers. And if they really put Detroit behind the eight ball, they have a nice inside track to that number one seed. The NFC East isn't nearly as good as people projected. Washington has kind of fallen off a cliff. Dallas is not relevant. The Giants are not relevant. So they have an easy division. And if they get that number one seed, it's hard to imagine anybody coming into Lincoln Financial Field and winning in January.
We won't see A.J. reading any more books on the sideline in January, right? Them days are over.
You might. A.J.'s he's gonna speak his mind, and he did this week, and he's gonna continue to do it. He's not wrong. They would make it easier for themselves if they could find a passing game with efficiency. But for them, and really the crux was Saquon Barkley, and the running game hasn't been there this year. That's the difference between this year's team in last year's team. They don't have the crutch of the running game. Unless they fix that, it's going to be a much more difficult road. But when they don't turn the football over, they just win games. And, you know, Jalen Hurts over a very, very long period of time has 57 touchdowns versus 8 turnovers. And wow. if you do that, you're going to win a lot of football games.
Yeah, not giving that rock up. But, John, always a pleasure. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work and all of the places.
Yeah, you can read me at SI.com/NFL/Eagles. And I have a streaming show every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 in the morning. So you can wake up if you want to talk Eagles football. YouTube, it's called Birds 365. Yeah, that's where you can check me out.
Hey, John, we appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of the ride, okay?
All right, thanks, JR. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. That John McMullen covers all things Philadelphia Eagles for SI. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're getting closer to kickoff between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. The Jets, I mean, they always got drama going on. And the New England Patriots, well, things are quiet for them as they continue to move forward as winners, okay? The New England Patriots squad, as it stands right now, they have a record of 8-2 trying to continue their winning streak. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to get back to the phone lines on the other side of the break. And then speaking of the Patriots, oh, there's a guy who just retired as a New England Patriot. He even said he doesn't want a statue outside of the stadium. I'm going to tell you who that is on the other side of the break. A.J. Brown had some additional thoughts about the Philadelphia Eagles. What else is new? We'll get into that on the other side as well. So much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to John McMullen from Sports Illustrated for joining us as he covers all things Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see if the Eagles can, I don't want to say turn things around. They are a team that's 7-2. But if they can certainly improve their offense moving forward, A.J. Brown certainly speaking his mind. He might be loved in the locker room. I do think there comes a point in time where just Nick Sirianni certainly sick and tired of talking about it. Let's see what they do against the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football. I mean, if they don't put up more than 10 points, it will be a complete disaster in the city of brotherly love as they fall to 7-3. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I want you to hear from A.J. Brown. You know, he spoke last night, had all the media outside of his locker after he made those comments on the stream yesterday. I want you to hear what he said about just the record of 7-2 and just how they can still improve. But let's have a chat with Ralph. He's calling from North Carolina. He's been waiting patiently on the line. Hey, Ralph, you're on the JR Sport Brief show. What is on your mind?
Thanks for having me, Jared. So I was thinking about the situation. When it comes to betting wise. So I feel like it's just, I feel like all the sport league has just basically had just turned a blind eye to the situation the whole time. It's just like they did not basically put any regulation in regarding to those prop betting. It's not really the betting. Betting, I don't think, is going to go anywhere. Betting is still going to be here. It's just the prop betting, because they never, none of the leagues think that their players, their own players, would think about influencing their own stats so they could make money. So they never actually put any regulation on those.
I don't think so. I think the leagues acknowledge the fact that they would have players who would try to, you know, get a leg up on manipulating their stats and numbers, which is why I think they have so many, well, I don't want to say punishments, but there's so many guardrails to try to prevent against it. But the league is not stupid. None of the leagues, I should say, are dumb. They know some of these guys are going to try to gamble, and that's why ultimately you're going to have guys who are going to get banned. We may never see Emmanuel Clase or Luis Ortiz in Major League Baseball ever again. Because of their manipulation of pitches and trying to manipulate the system. It's just it's a catch-22. Everybody knows dudes are going to gamble, but the leagues, they just know there's too much money at stake, and so it's really a balancing act. Let's not have too much cheating and gambling, but let's still be able to make money on the other end of things.
But also, don't you think it's just like the investigation of coming a little too late, because it's just like, the players already did it already. It's just like they already did it. They think they got away with it until something comes up.
No, I think we're still early in this entire, I don't want to say situation, but the idea of gambling being out in the open for the public and being on your phone and on your apps, and states are opening up the ability to gamble and leagues have openly embraced gambling. We have teams that now openly go to Las Vegas. I mean, for years, and thank you so much, Ralph, for calling from North Carolina. For years, for decades, we had professional leagues, all of them, the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, all the big three, big four leagues. They all said, no, we're not going to Las Vegas. It's too seedy. The players can get in trouble. Players can be manipulated. The referees, somebody's going to get thrown some money to throw a game. And it's just going to destroy our league. It's going to destroy our sport. And now that gambling is all out in the open, you can do it on your phone. The entryway was fantasy sports. Who cares now, right? Does anybody care? Man, we got a Major League Baseball team on its way to Vegas. We got the Raiders that have openly moved to Las Vegas. We got an NHL team in Vegas. We got a WNBA team in Vegas. Come on, one day sooner than later. But I'd say probably over the next 10 years, we'll have an NBA team in Las Vegas. Come on now. Who cares? It's just a balancing act. That's it. Let's make money on the gambling. But let's also try to put up a few guardrails. It's not going to become the WWE. Even if we had a massive scandal. I don't care if LeBron James came out and we found out LeBron James, not that the billionaire needs to, you know, throw a game or claim an injury to make money for himself or somebody else. Even if LeBron James got caught up in a gambling scandal, the NBA would continue on. It wouldn't go nowhere. If Patrick Mahomes in the NFL, we found out that he was throwing interceptions on purpose to make some money on the side for his dad or his friends who are gambling, the NFL is still going to continue on. Okay, the world of sports has been through this. I don't care if Pete Rose is managing or you got White Sox, Black Sox in the World Series. The leagues are going to continue on. This would have to be a ridiculously recurring theme where people are going to just stop gambling. They're going to stop watching because they think the games are rigged. I don't think we'll reach that. Because you want to know why? You want to know why? Because people can be addicted to gambling too. And if you think that you can win some money, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You're still going to have people who go out there putting their money up, trying to win big because they need some cash. Come on, man. Everybody needs money. Man, we got enough songs about it, right? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. When John McMullen joined us in the last break to talk about the Eagles, we talked about A.J. Brown, and these were his comments yesterday about the Eagles being a winning squad, 7-2, and he's still ticked off about how they're operating. Listen.
It's not about we're not winning or I don't care about winning. All I care about is step. No, it's been week after week sometimes. We're not contributing. We're not doing our job on offense. So you can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over that and you expect to win late in the year. You think you're going to go to it at the end of the year. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. He continued on. He says, listen, if we want to repeat as champs, well, the offense got to be better. Facts.
Last year, what it was, thank you for the ring, but it's a new season. They adapted. We have to adapt, and we have to continue to, like, get better and try to find new ways. So that's where the frustration comes in, because it's not about winning, you guys. Like, I want to win, yes. I want to help contribute as well, do our thing on offense as well. I think that's fair.
It is fair, but do you have to complain about it on social media? That's the part that gets me. Do you have to be online whining and crying? Do you have to be on social media streams? Do you have to be on Twitter? Do we have to have the vague messages? And in that regard, I just say, no, we don't need it. But he's still out there doing it. Give us a break, AJ. Please give us a break. Hey, let's see what the Eagles can do against the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football. Hey, that's a couple of nights away. We're minutes away from Thursday Night Football. The New York Jets are in New England trying to stop the Patriots from going on an 8-game winning streak. The New York Jets may have to start pulling fans out of the stands if they want a little bit of help. Of course, when they get to kickoff, we're going to keep you up to date on everything going on in the game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a matter of fact, hey, we found out who the National League MVP is. We're going to find out who's going to win the American League, too. We're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani, who wins another MVP. We'll talk about the AL MVP as well. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.